You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Did you ever notice whenever dragons are interacting with people beyond the hall, eating them up and burning down their beloved peasant village, that they always need to have something to do with their hearts? Like, what is up with, you think little teeny tiny baby heart stuck in a humongous dinosaur dragon wouldn't be all that effective? But no, they're always, like, combining with the powers that be into becoming one with humans or eating them or something. You think they would find, like, a Tin Man Tinkerer, steampunk-type blacksmith, be like, yes, I have this genetic condition that if you could help me out, give me a pacemaker or something so that I don't have to keep dealing with these douchebags who eventually want to kill me with swords.
Yeah, I think it's because they're old.
Yes, they're old and senile.
I don't know what episode of Dragon's Tales you watched.
Yes, it's when they moved to HBO, that's when it started getting real. Anywho, this talk about dragons comes from the fact that all of us are reviewing Dragon's Dogma, the latest Netflix anime series based on the Capcom games of the same name. I am Mindy, and with me I have Harmony.
Hello.
And then there's Jenna.
Howdy ho there, neighbor.
And last but not least, Doggett.
Doggett? Yeah, everybody, it's ladies' night, and I feel like Tom Holland just gonna let you guys carry this entire review.
I think it's a Spider-Man reference, just go with it.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's gonna be a long night, y'all. A long night.
So would anyone like to go into the synopsis of this review?
I think I got this.
You go, Doggett.
Now, everybody, imagine a medieval village, and then dragons attack.
Oh no, my beloved peasant village!
One dragon.
Now, insert an anime protagonist in there, and...
So he must be at oldest 23, which makes him an old man. But at this point, he's probably 13.
And their emotionalist sidekick, and you got your makings of Dragon's Dogma, where... The Arisen, a man who survived a dragon attack, goes on a 7-episode quest to kill a dragon.
Cool, Attack on Titan, but a Knight's Tale. Okay, cool. That's nice.
A Knight's Tale Attack on Titan. That sounds terrible. And it was.
And yet, this show.
So how'd y'all think about this? What'd you think about it?
This shit was so much fun. it's like Castlevania, but take away like all the dynamic characters, but keep that cynicism towards humanity.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of vice, to be sure. Yeah.
When did you guys realize every episode was a deadly sin?
First episode. I actually really liked that. One of my little quirks that I love is things that are unique in and of themselves, but when they combine, they form a group of something. You know, I loved the Ninja Turtles as a kid. Captain Planet was my jam, because when your powers combine, you form a superhero. So I love when you have that type of thing, but cohesively they form a collective. So I love the fact that each of them was a seven deadly sin, and I wanted to find out, okay, how does that sin play into this episode? And they were all very, very blatant. It's like, this is very clearly about anger, this one's very clearly about sloth, this one's, which I was impressed they managed to do sloth. This one is right. very clearly about greed, you know, and so the fact that they were able to put that thematic unity into it, I was very impressed by.
I don't know if impress is the right word for me. I want to talk about the animation in that. I don't know if the animation got better or my brain just gave up around yes. like yes. episode 2 or 3, where it's like, oh, I don't see the janky animation anymore.
Well, it's no Beastars, but, you know, CG anime has come a long way. And after a while, yeah, like, your eyes adjust. It's just what it is.
Is that what it is? Okay, because I binged it. I watched it all at once. And because it is only 7 episodes, about, yes. you know, 20 minutes.
Half an hour each.
Yeah, a pop. So it's very bingeable. So that's good.
Like, getting used to their teeth is the first
their
step.
Their teeth threw me off.
The combination of the CGI and the basic anime-style animation. Because there were moments in the animation that were really, really good. Like, I remember right. there was one point in the Greed episode where there's, like, a corpse on the ground. And people are walking by him, and one of the guys accidentally kicks the guy's hand and nudges it a little bit. I thought that was such a cool little moment in the animation. And then you have all the monster boss battles, excuse me, the giant monsters of the episodes, that are just so blatantly CGI and so not at all in the style of the animation. Yeah, I see what you're saying, Harmony. It just did not mesh as well as I would have liked, certainly.
Why was the dragon the worst looking thing in the show? It's called Dragon's Dogma, and the dragon is the worst effect.
I thought Ethan was the worst effect, honestly. Really? Like, his mouth threw me off, like, just constantly. I just
had to tell myself this would derive from some type of anime porn that I just never got hit to.
And I've seen enough hentai to see where this is going.
Yeah, hentai, is that what it's called? Because I thought I was like, oh, it must be like some new type of hentai that got popular on Pornhub. And they just
speaking of hentai, did the first boob catch you guys off guard?
A little bit.
It did.
I was thrown by boobs, yeah.
I did not expect boobs there. Yes, Jenna, this is a not safe for work TV series.
Man, watch out for goblins. Jesus Christ. Between this and Goblin Slayer.
Oh, super, super gross. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. The animation to me, I don't know. This show was just not... I don't know. I'm trying not to be mean.
Look, the moment the show won me over was the scene where the kid says, I'm going to go check down the alley.
That was actually unexpected. I appreciated them not going into trope.
I laughed my ass off.
Although, to be fair, there was the trope of, oh no, my beloved peasant village. So how did you feel about... Oh, go ahead, Harmony.
And fridging the... Oh, of Lady course. Love in the
well,
first
I mean,
episode.
She was pregnant and there was a happy marriage. How? She was going to die.
You
we knew
couldn't
this.
Do that in medieval times. That doesn't make any sense.
Now, is it fridging if you don't find her that interesting to begin with?
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately. So, we've talked a bit about the animation style. How did you guys feel about the plot?
It's weirdly episodic, but it also is all... like, together? It's weird. I don't know. It's short. I appreciate that it's short. It's what I can say about it.
Yeah. Like, I know I wasn't expecting, like, great cinema here. But, I mean, I kind of dug the Seven Deadly Sins thematic throughout the whole series. I would have liked it to have been more interesting or more... I don't know. It seemed a lot of it was really gratuitous and just not fun for me. Like, I got through it, but I was just like, oh, man, I'm glad I don't know this video game. Because I think if I knew the video game, I'd be even more pissed off.
It's probably pretty loyal to the video game.
You think so? Yeah. It probably does anybody know the video game?
I don't know it, but I looked it up. And I did find it interesting because I looked at the reception of the video game, and the reception was pretty much like, yeah, we really like the gameplay and we like how, you know, the characters and that sort of stuff, But the plot makes us go, huh? And I'm just like, that's interesting.
That's very similar.
Yeah.
To how I take this show, yeah.
I think that this show and the game is making fun of Western people. I wish it would have dragged us a little bit harder. I will never watch this again. I'm not going to follow up on it.
More Harmony and, you know, Minnie.
Yeah. It took seven episodes to get to a point I figured out within the first 15 minutes of the reveal. Like, I just knew everything that was going to happen. Yeah. And for all that, I could have watched Seven again with Brad Pitt. So, like...
Seven does not have a dragon.
It doesn't have a... Well, I don't... Oh, yeah, no, Kevin's Red Spacey. Dragon. Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, wrong villain. I just think that, you know, don't watch it. There you go. Okay.
Don't watch it, yeah. Skip. It's a skip.
I just didn't find it that interesting.
Yeah.
It didn't say anything new. And I don't know if this was a satire. For some reason, I felt like it was a satire on all these tropes and these debates about human nature that we always seem to have.
No, it seemed pretty earnest to me.
Are we about to have another satire debate?
No.
I don't know, man. I just couldn't take it seriously, man. You know, I just don't know what they wanted me to take from this show. But it was cute, you know.
That's what it was. Cute. Look at this dragon. Oh, look, boobs. Look at that person just killed that person. Aw, man, that was sick as fuck, wasn't it?
Well, I think part of the issue is the fact that it is only 7 episodes long, and those episodes are only in half an hour. Maybe if they added like the 7 virtues and formed episodes around that in order to, you know, kind of make more room for characterization. Because that was the thing. It's like you have Ethan, who's the main character, who is an Arisen, which means the dragon took his heart for whatever reason because he's the chosen one. And then all of a sudden this pawn shows up, whatever they are, to protect him. Pawn. Yeah, that's literally a pawn. That is what she is. So it's just like, what is a pawn? What is an Arisen? Why is it important for the Arisen to be protected? Why, how did you know this Arisen was here? Who are you? What is the point? And it makes it seem like there is a history of Arisens and pawns, but they never really go into that. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets to the ending, it doesn't really feel like there's any kind of satisfactory resolution. So it's like, and it's because we don't get to know who these people are and what their backstory is in regards to the world at large. And, you know, because the world makes it seem like dragons haven't been around for like 100 years. And now all of a sudden a dragon's popped up. And it's just like, well, that's pretty significant. So it's like, what's going on? Why is a dragon popped up? And it's just all these questions in regards to world building that they don't really have time to go into because it's only 7 episodes long. And then you have the sidekicks too, who have their own thing that is like, I would have loved to know more about the sidekicks. What are their names?
Oh, Simon and Balthazar, whatever his name is. Yeah. Like that, I would have liked to know, like that was probably the neatest story was the Greed episode.
I was going to ask, what was everybody's favorite episode?
Mine was probably Greed, yeah.
I'm torn between Sloth and Lust.
Mm.
I actually like the ending a lot, actually. I'm not going to lie. I actually don't, I'm so on the show, but by the end of it, it's like, yeah, that's what you deserve.
you're a putz, you deserve all this, yeah, basically. Oh, man, there's got to be other ways to set a story off than to fridge a girl. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, yeah, none of this was very particularly entertaining or new or anything like that. So, yeah.
But if you're going to fridge somebody, use a dragon.
Do the dragon.
Use a dragon.
Fridge, exactly.
This is no Deadpool 2 situation.
So, I was curious about, you know, since this show is based on a video game, obviously that is going to influence the way that it is presented. Were you watching it and going, wow, this feels like a video game?
Well, not really, besides the look.
It kind of felt like a really long cutscene.
Like, there's so many animes that are, like, set, like, oh, we're in a new world where it is a video game, and you have levels, and you have skill trees, where this is just like, no, this is just a medieval show.
Yeah.
I felt it with the boss battles. Like, every single episode had a boss battle, and it's like, oh, look, you stab him in the eye, and that's his weak point, and...
By that logic, Supernatural's a video game.
Well, I mean...
Well, I mean, I can't argue with that.
Right. But yeah, and it's like, oh, here's your playable party member that you set up to shoot arrows, and you have the flaming sword. Also, flaming swords? Don't explain that in the world.
No. Or flaming arrows? Not explained.
Yeah.
Magic arrows? All of a sudden she can do magic? What?
And she can come back from the dead for some reason.
Never explained.
Never explained. And
my defense for that is... Dragons.
Dragons. Yes, matter what, it's just dragons.
I don't know what else to say about this. I didn't enjoy it.
Well, then how about you get into your final thoughts then, Harmony?
Yeah. So if you're just looking for something to kind of sort of take the place of Castlevania as you wait for that to come out, this isn't it. This is not it. I would not suggest this. I don't know. I think that everybody's really hard up for entertainment right now with, you know, the way the world is at this particular moment of this recording. This just didn't make my life any better. So I'm not going to follow this. I'm not going to look around for season two. Wish them well, but they're no Castlevania.
Don't they fridge the wife in Castlevania?
Yes, they do. They do that too. But it's a little better show. So I'm going to give this 3 out of 5 severed heads on a Hydra.
And how about you, Jenna?
Save your weed, guys.
Mm-hmm. I love that's how you review things.
Yeah. Don't waste. I wasted a blunt on this, and I kind of want it back. This just reminded me of how much I love Claw and Hoarder, Special Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
Because that episode of Rick and Morty, really, this show just reminded me of all the tropes that these shows tend to play into, and I appreciate how smart that show critique those tropes. And I feel like you'll have a better time with that medieval version of greed and lust and gluttony and pride, mm-hmm, than you will with this show. Animation's weird. Bring back Tuca and Birdie because y'all took it off for this.
Oh, really? I didn't even catch that. That's awful.
Yeah. So they're, you're like, that's not coming back, but y'all put this on Netflix.
Oh, don't put the Tuca and Birdie on this.
I'm not, but I'm just saying, Netflix, if you got time to put this out, we can get another season. So yeah. With that being said, it's a no for me, dog. I'm putting this 2 out of 5 dragons that should have been in this show. I don't know why there was only one dragon. Like, why?
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 And how about you, Doggett?
Let me just start by saying, look, if you want to watch a show that with some great characters with a real message behind it that has some amazing animation, you really should watch Tuca and Birdie. That's a great show. But back on this, this is such a mediocre show. Yeah, it's just a regular anime. But the fact of the matter is, there's so much worse anime than this. There's so much worse anime that does so much worse to its female characters. And how it betrays what male masculinity it is. At least here it's showing, you know what? The Arisen kind of sucks. And by the end of it, it didn't win me over, but it made me not hate it. And I got to give it some points for that. So I'm probably going to give this 5 out of 10. Boob drops? I don't know. That really didn't catch me off guard.
What exactly is a boob drop?
It's what that lady who almost got raped by goblins did.
Oh my god.
Boob drop.
This is 5 out of 10 boob drops.
Don't tell me that didn't catch you off guard.
I love you so
much. She's like cuddling
much,
up to him. Is like, so here are my breasts.
Yeah.
Well, you all know the Stoic hero cannot abide by random boobs. It's the code of the Stoic hero.
Get away from me.
I mean, I know, like, when I do that to a guy, it absolutely works every time, so I don't know what her problem is. Yeah.
I have 100% success rate with it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's OnlyFans, isn't it?
That's on the OnlyFans, yep.
Right. So, I think I like it a lot better than you guys did. This show is incredibly tropey. It is incredibly anime tropey. You know, I was going through all these different, you know, there are these rules of RPG video games. Like, one of my favorites is Oh No, My Beloved Peasant Village, which is why I keep saying it. But I don't mind tropes. I don't mind things being cliche, and in fact, it kind of, you know, fills me with a warm goo of knowing that it is tropey. Ew. And that
warm goo.
Hey, based on what you find in this show, that's something to look forward to.
The best you can hope for is
right?
Warm goo.
Exactly. I liked the episodic storylines. I liked the fact what each deadly sin, how it was presented, but this show is too short, I think. I think that it does not have enough time to develop character. It does not have enough time to develop overarching plot. So it throws a lot at you and doesn't really explain anything. And then when the ending came, I think there needed to be more to the ending in order to make that satisfactory, but it wasn't. It's just everything was too damn brief. I didn't mind the animation other than the blatant CGI, which didn't fit in. But otherwise, you know, I enjoyed it. You know, I probably won't be seeking out either this or the game, but I didn't hate my life for watching it. So, I am going to give it 3.5 sidekicks who really should have had more screen time. Balthazar and Simon with the Lynch King, man, is taking over your soul. You'd think that taking over somebody's soul by greed would be something that would get at least a two-parter.
Right.
What's it called? Was it? I thought it was hilarious that the Lust episode was less than 15 minutes.
Yes, it's the shortest one.
Well, I mean, you already had a booby drop, so there's not much more they can do.